This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday that has been heavy. It's been a heavy, heavy friggin' week.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
It's been a 50-box week this week, but we're going to continue to chop away at this final hour. And tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, we'll try to move off of this stuff. But I did want to, I wanted to remind you again that there is a pattern that takes place. The communists have perfected at this point in time. The pattern is a communist demon does something terrible, then the elite communists rush to the cameras to disarm you so they can finally hurt you the way they want. It's over and over and over and over again. They all do the same things. Here was AOC.
Are we going to do something or are we going to argue over rhetoric? That is my question about this. We have to pass gun safety legislation.
Here's Representative Seth Moulton.
So let's be serious about where this violence is coming from. Of extremist violent attacks in America, extremist violence, violent murders, 76% are from right-wing extremists, 4% are from left-wing extremists. I condemn that 4%, but we also need to be honest about, as a nation, about where this violence is coming from. And oh, by the way, it's probably an appropriate time to talk about guns, too.
Here's Mamdani, soon to be, I hope not, mayor of New York City.
Charlie Kirk is dead, yet another victim of gun violence in a nation where what should be a rarity has turned into a plague. And the fact that there are families feeling that same anguish right now in Colorado as they wait for their children, also shot at a school, to emerge from surgery, is the same anguish that too many across our city and our nation reckon with in silence every day as we contend with an epidemic of suffering. We can and we must do more to challenge the status quo.
Everything is an opportunity for him. Everything. When you're an anti-human, when the loss of human life doesn't move you, you can operate in that way. You can operate as if everything is an opportunity, and they do operate that way. Every single time there is something that stirs people's hearts, they see it as an opportunity to finally disarm their political opponents, and you know why. So they can hurt you. That's what they want. Jesse, I'm not even sure why I'm writing this. Perhaps just an outlet. I was so heartbroken when Rush Limbaugh died, but that was clearly different. To say I am devastated today is an understatement. You're so right about how intimate radio is. You guys are with us in every aspect of our lives as we listen when we can, in the car, cooking dinner, waiting in the school pickup line. All of us with kids of similar age are extra shaken. No one ever wants to lose a spouse, obviously, but with young children, it's a next-level tragedy. Like your son, I frequently have Charlie's show on when I'm walking. I'm going to miss my walking buddy. Ugh. She says, don't worry, sometimes it's you when you're not on another vacation. I feel like I knew him, his character, and could feel his love for his family and country. Anyway, thank you for praying tonight. Thank you for being bold and brave. May we remember to carry Charlie's message forward and live like he did. Says her name is Carolyn. Ugh, that's heavy. Jesse, does the assassination of Charlie Kirk move the needle closer to the next right-wing dictator? Yes, it does. I would love to tell you it doesn't, but half my emails are grief. The other half are, Jesse, I'm ready. Jesse, Chris, how many emails did we get of people saying, I'll vote for him today? When people see the communists operating without limits, looting, burning, killing, people will choose whatever will stop it. It's what I have warned so many times before. The communists have convinced themselves by this point in time that Donald Trump is this, you know, authoritarian dictator type. And I'm here to tell every one of you communists hate listening right now, Donald Trump is a puppy dog compared to what you're going to get if you do not learn to control yourself. A puppy dog. You keep trying to kill Trump. You kill Charlie Kirk. That's how you end up with someone like me. That's how you end up with me. You don't want to end up with me. I promise you that. That's how you end up with someone like me. Decide everybody who's an inch to the right of you is a Nazi Hitler who must be snuffed out, and then attack them like the rabid animals you are. Well, eventually people on the right are going to demand more. This is why I predicted it. It's why I've been predicting it forever, and I view it as almost inevitable. I mean, it's almost not worth wasting your breath to try to speak out against it because people will demand it. No. That train, the girl in Charlotte who was murdered by that monster on the train, what will people choose to make that stop? Anything. Anything. You see some young girl getting butchered on a train like that, and they want it to stop. They will demand it stop. And it's created a situation where it's very dangerous. I have said before, and I really mean this, I believe that this is our last opportunity, the Trump administration, to avoid a dictatorship. If the Trump administration is stern enough, deport everybody they can, break up the communist funding network, take government people and throw them in prison, the Comeys, the Brennans, and things like that. These are not extreme things. These are our last shot at doing this the normal, lawful way. Donald Trump is the nicest version you're going to get. It gets harder and meaner from here. The nicest version by a mile. And by the way, you can already see it in Donald Trump himself. This Donald Trump, totally different than Donald Trump 1.0. Why? Well, he saw his own government kneecap him at every step. And then you arrested him as often as humanly possible, tried to throw him in prison the rest of his life, and then tried to blow his head off twice. Donald Trump, he himself has changed radically because now his eyes are opened to the evil of the left and he sees what he's up against. But they'll continue to get more desperate and more violent, and that will only cause the right to move further to the right. I've brought it up several times before. Do you know any young men? I have two that live in my house, my sons, and we're always at sporting events, and you know, they're always with their buddies and doing stuff like that. You think I'm hardcore? These young men today, how much more hardcore are they today than they were yesterday? My son, James, What do you think he thinks about the left? The guy, the totally nice guy he enjoyed listening to while he's playing on his computer, had him on in the background, completely nice, pleasant human being. They murdered him. My son watched it. They murdered him yesterday. What kind of an impact do you think that's going to have on that 17-year-old's life for the rest of his life? He will never, ever forget it. Yesterday, something happened that my son will never forget. However long his life is, that memory will stay with him. The young generation is moving hard to the right. The older generation will eventually pass away. That's just the way it works. And you communists are in very, very deep trouble if you don't learn to control yourself. And there's been no history of communists controlling themselves. It just does not happen. The only entity that can turn down the temperature are the elite communists. They're the only ones. There's nothing else that can do it. If Democrat politicians don't change their rhetoric, if our media people don't change their rhetoric, if our education system, all these demons in our education system, if they don't change their rhetoric, if they don't turn down the temperature cannot be turned down. And that's really, really ugly. That's a terrible place to be, but that is exactly where we are. Terrible place to be. You know where else is terrible? The vet. When you have to take your dog to the vet. It's terrible because you know you're going to get just taken to the cleaners cost-wise. And you know, you have to go home and hope and pray that whatever they give you actually helps the dog. What if you could not go to the vet because your dog's so healthy? His skin allergies, his digestive system, it's all working well. That's what Rough Greens can do for you. You may think Rough Greens is going to cost you money. I would argue till I'm blue in the face that Rough Greens saves you a fortune. Because once you start sprinkling it on your dog's food and your dog finally starts getting nutrition, your dog doesn't have to go to the vet as often. Just like you don't have to go to the doctor when you're eating well and working out versus when you're being a fat, lazy slob like I am on several occasions. Go to roughgreens.com. And use the promo code Jesse. They'll send you a free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 214-ROUGH-DOG. All right. We are going to keep chopping away at these emails here so your voice can be heard. And I know it's been heavy. It's going to be heavy. There's nothing we can do about that. But we'll wade through it and get through it. All right? Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All 3 hours on Friday belong to you. I feel like we are all in need of a Friday. So let's talk a little bit more about something before I get back to your emails and things. I don't know if you have seen how many Democrats are posting horrible, vile things on social media celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk. It's not one or two. It's not, you know, this guy on MSNBC. It's guys in the army. It's guys who work for major corporations, teachers, people, executive directors, firemen, people with real genuine careers, and there's legions of them, and they're getting fired all over the place today, as we talked about earlier. They're all losing their jobs. Oh, finally, he's dead, woohoo! And they're all losing their jobs. But what does that tell you? Think about that. Think about having a career, a real career. I'm not talking about your 15 flipping burgers at Jack in the Box. You have a real career, and you post something online so vile it costs you your job. What does it tell you? Let me tell you what it should tell you. And you can take this from me, someone who has lived around Democrats before. And anyone who has lived around Democrats will back up exactly what I'm going to say. This is how they talk. It's how they talk. Chris has one in his life. He was just ranting about it during the break. I told you about my neighbor. Two Democrats in my entire neighborhood, both of them on social media. Ha ha! Live by the sword, die by the sword. That's how they talk. Democrats are okay with violence. Oftentimes, it's half-joking violence. I heard it all the time about Trump. Oh, maybe he'll have a heart attack. Ha ha ha! Sometimes it's like that. It kind of, well, you know, the Tim Walz thing, this is how they discuss things.
You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things, and although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime, just so you know. There will be news.
That's how Democrats talk to each other, all the time. If you have one in your life, you have heard them speak like that. Hey, maybe he'll die. Maybe someone will kill him. Well, what if he'll have a heart attack? Hopefully he has cancer. Ha, ha, ha. This is not one or two vile little monsters on social media. That's how Democrats talk. It's gross. And it doesn't work that way on the other side. I hate Joe Biden as much as you could possibly hate a politician for what he did to this country for 4 years. And if I woke up one morning and someone had killed Joe Biden and shot him or something like that, happiness would be the furthest thing from my heart. It wouldn't even occur to me to publicly celebrate it. Somebody murdering another human being? Even when I hate, I despise, I would be saddened. Honestly, I'd be sad, and I hate his guts, and I'd be just, oh, that'd be horrible. Democrats do not operate that way. They don't. It's a, as we've discussed before, it's a morality thing. They do not share your value system. They are as different from you as a whale is different from you. You think that human life, surely it matters to everyone, right? Not to a Democrat. Because he is religious, he has a religion that he considers to be an exclusive religion, the highest religion, and like so many violent religions, he believes all who refuse to follow his religion, they deserve to die. Or in the very least, he's okay with them dying. Well, maybe he'll get hit by a car. Ha ha! That's how they talk. It's horrible. Dear fellow human being, I begged God to heal Charlie when I first heard this tragic news. And after many emotions, I am struggling with my faith. And at the same time, I feel selfish for wanting him to be here on this earth with his family. Any words of wisdom would be appreciated. Charlie Kirk is with God now. I have had to have this conversation with myself since my dad passed away not quite a year ago. It'll be a year, gosh, in about a month. Yeah, a little bit more than a month. I have had to remind myself continuously that, because you know you do that thing where I just want to talk to him one more time, just have one more conversation with him. But then I remind myself that he's got it good. We're the ones still stuck here. Why would I want to do that to him? I should be happy for him. You know, I feel bad for me. I feel bad for my mom, my sister, my kids. But happy for him. It's okay to struggle. And it's okay in the face of loss to ask questions. But Charlie Kirk's in a better place. And his family is going to be taken care of. They will be. There are so many people already surrounding them. I think it's so cool that J.D. Vance sent Air Force Two up there, was on Air Force Two, to take his body back to Arizona. They are going to be surrounded and loved. They are. And I know it's not the same, obviously, but it's something, right? All right. We'll continue in a minute. I want to make sure, this is as good a time as any to make sure we're putting our money where our morals are. Remember that so much of the corporate world not just hates you, they use your money against your country. It's crazy. Ever since these communists conquered our corporate institutions, they do that. When the Floyd protests were kicking off, I don't even want you to take my word for it. Go look up your mobile company, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. Go look up what they did. Switch to Pure Talk. Pure Talk hires Americans, not some foreigner customer service center. They hire Americans right here at home. They'll charge you way less, same service. Don't pay a company that hates you. Not when Pure Talk's there. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a heavy Thursday. Tomorrow will be lighter. Tomorrow we're going to do, you know, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, of course. Remember, there won't be a crappiest country in the world matchup tomorrow. Those are not for Fridays. It will return on Monday with, who is it, Chris? Niger versus Somalia. Niger versus Somalia. You can vote now, though, on the show's Twitter page. At Jesse, or the Jesse Kelly Show. It was a huge matchup tonight.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between India and Pakistan. Brought to you by Chris's Kosher Toilet Paper. Eat clean, wipe clean.
Jesse. The subject of this one is, when will enough be enough? I apologize in advance for this email. I'm a 65-year-old man. I raised 2 Marines, one who I lost for this country. I live in North Carolina, and after the murder of the lady in Charlotte and Charlie today, I am beyond words. When will we say enough and fight back? I understand and agree that civil war would be horrible, but what other recourse is there? The demonic scum on the left are only going to get worse. Our spineless rhinos won't do anything that is a real permanent solution. So what is left but for this country to split apart? It's probably inevitable at this point anyway. We will never change this country at the voting booth. The evil is too deeply entrenched in our government and it's never going to change. Please don't use my name. And of course, I won't. Well, first, you don't have to apologize for being angry and heartbroken, and you gave a son for this country. You don't ever have to apologize to me for anything. Look, fight back. Against what? Pause. Let me explain. In the wake of something like this, when we are angry and we've decided we're done with it, we want to fight back, but we have to find the correct outlet for that anger. What does fight back mean? You want to grab weapons and start shooting? No, we don't. We're not doing that yet. I hope to God we never do that. That is, it's an understandable response. It's an emotional response. But we don't even have all the details yet on the enemy. We can win this fight legally, and we should do everything in our power to win this fight legally. And the reason we can win this fight legally is because they break the law. As we have discussed so many times before, they are fighting a revolution. You can't fight a revolution lawfully. The honest ones, as I've played for you, I played this for you a million times, but the honest ones will essentially come right out and say it. Remember that Jaya Powell thing where she says, strike ready? Got to be strike ready. And remember this?
We might call this getting strike ready. I think of it as getting a strike ready or street ready. And part of that is understanding our own strength. And as we develop that strength, being able to assess our risk tolerance, because we know that risk tolerance increases as the severity of the situation increases and as our own understanding of what's happening increases. So overall, the more we understand what's effective, what the risks are, and who's ready to participate, the more impact we can have.
That's a call to break the law. That's what it is. They are breaking the law. What we have to do is find the courage and the lawyers to simply enforce the law. That's it. We can do this. The Trump administration, Pam Bondi's DOJ, he sure sounds like he's interested in it. We can take apart the very much illegal Democrat funding network. And it's not going to be painless. And it's not going to be bloodless either. When you have this many people who are okay with violence at best, at worst, are personally violent themselves, they are going to hurt people, especially when they feel like they're losing. There is a ton, there's so much of this country we can still save and hold together. And I'm not naive. I've told you before. I think eventually we will split up. But I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe we can destroy the foundation of the Democrat Party so thoroughly that we actually can put this country back together and patch it up. Maybe we can. It's not Civil War time yet. As I have told you before, the only time it's, quote, Civil War time to start shooting time, it's when they show up and try to take your guns away. That's when you start killing people. You understand? Until then, legally and as nonviolently as humanly possible. Jesse, after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, I feel like I'm seeing more conservative voices, both in the media and in my own life, who are finally getting fed up and not wanting to turn down the temperature, as is always what is said when things like this happen. I am torn between wanting us to come together as a country and wanting us to separate even more. My sadness and anger is making me feel like we are way past the point of healing, and I fear what may come from this. We cannot and will not come together with the left. That is something you shouldn't even desire, and I'm not insulting you. I understand what you're saying. I understand that you want everybody to lay down their swords and come together, but good does not bind with evil. We're not dealing with run-of-the-mill Democrats anymore, with normie Democrats anymore. That is not something that exists now, certainly not in the political halls of power. That is not something that exists. You shouldn't want to come together with people who believe in chopping off a young boy's penis. You shouldn't want to come together with the party that intentionally brought as many murderers and rapists across the border as they possibly could in 4 years. There should be no desire to come together with them. We have to defeat them. I'm glad you are fed up. Stay fed up. This has been a wake-up call on what we are dealing with here. This is what we're dealing with. I wish it wasn't this way. I don't celebrate where we are, but we have got to step up now and be bold anti-communists. We have to set aside this childish way of thinking, well, we all want the same things. No, we don't. No, we don't. Not even close. Not even close. Set that aside. It's time to fight them. And look, you've seen so many people today get fired. We've talked about it a lot on the left because they couldn't control themselves, went on social media and started celebrating an assassination. That's good. As I mentioned earlier in the show, a purge of communists from our institutions, all of them, is extremely necessary. In situations like this, create that opportunity. If you have one in your life, you see something like that, send that information to their employer and ask that employer if they support such a thing, if they want that person representing their country. Does that mean? Nope. It's necessary is what it is. It's time to start putting these people in their place, and they only can do that with what? What do they understand? Fear and pain. That's all they understand. Otherwise, they can't limit themselves. It's not possible for them to do so. Speaking of which, once you fire that communist who works for you, go to ZipRecruiter and replace them with a decent human being. ZipRecruiter will help you out. You don't have to stress firing the dirty communist who was celebrating Charlie Kirk's death yesterday, because ZipRecruiter is going to have you somebody good tomorrow. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter, they get someone good day one. First day, day one. How do they do that? Well, the great employees are already on ZipRecruiter. The resumes are already there. ZipRecruiter has a matching technology. The second you post your job, they're putting the best candidates in front of you immediately. It's instant. You want to see what I mean? You can try it free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse lets you try it free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. Dump the dirty commie who works for you. Go find someone decent. One more segment left. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and then we can finally shed the ugliness of this week off of us and show back up here tomorrow, have a little bit of fun on a Friday, and ask Dr. Jesse Friday before we check out of here. If you missed any part of the show, you can download it iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. And don't forget, of course, to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions sent in right now. My goodness, they're stacking up. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Let's comb through just some more of these. Just wanted you to have a voice tonight. I know you're hurting. Dear Jesse, today's hard. I don't know quite how to articulate it. I cried for the first time in years. Most of us never even met Charlie, but for those who listen to him frequently, it feels like a good friend has passed away. Maybe it's because we don't have in-person friends like we used to. And these podcasts help fill that space. I just know that I'm very sad. Any insight would be appreciated. It's okay to be sad. You should be sad. There were some tears shed last night in my house, I'll tell you that. Like I told you, it's good to be sad. And like we've talked about before, radio or podcast, however you happen to listen, it's so intimate. It's way more intimate than television is, because I do things with you. You know, Charlie did things with you, living your life on the way to school, driving your kids to school. I'm in the car with you. When you're cooking dinner, when you're working construction, when you're mowing the lawn, when you're, I'm in your ear. And we have 3 hours a day together. You know who I am. You know virtually everything about me. If I was full of crap about something, you would know. I'm sitting there in your ear for 3 hours a day. You know my wife's name. You know my kids. You know what I love. You know what I hate. You know the dumb things about me. And Lord knows there's a lot of them. You know me. And when we lose someone like that, it's like Rush. Obviously, this is much more tragic than Rush, which was horrible, but an assassination at 31, it's so jarring because you live your life with that person. And it's okay to be sad, and it's okay to cry. You know that. It's healthy. Remember, this is another thing I've had to fully digest in the last year since I lost my father. Remember that mourning is healthy. Healthy. If you're having a good cry, have a good cry. How, in whatever way you mourn, maybe you're going fishing to mourn. I don't know. Maybe you're going to go to a cabin in the woods. Maybe whatever. Maybe you're playing with your dog. Mourning, it's healthy. Do it. Embrace it. You won't stay there forever, but it is a necessary part of humanity, of human beings. It's why every society in all of history has customs for when people die. Yeah, maybe you get buried in a tomb. Maybe you get a sweet Viking funeral like I want, where they light your boat on fire. Only I would prefer they didn't light any slaves on fire too. The Vikings used to do that kind of thing. Either way, why? Why do these rituals exist? To help people mourn, help people through their grief. What do the Irish do? They drink. Jesse, I just started listening to Charlie last year, and because of my two boys, they're teenagers. We've had many conversations about his beliefs at the dinner table. What he did for moving our youth to conservative values is beyond comprehension. He's the Rush Limbaugh of the youth movement. My question, I think we need to bring back public executions. The victim's family decides the method. A few of those will definitely be distinctive. Thoughts? Well, my thoughts are different than my feelings. My feelings today are, well, let's skin him alive on pay-per-view. And then don't kill him when we're done. Leave him out there exposed to the elements so he dies of infection over about 24 hours. That's my feelings. But my thoughts are, we want to stay a country where you get a trial, you get a jury, and if you are given the death penalty, and this guy's going to get the death penalty, if you are given the death penalty, we try to kill you as fast and painlessly as possible. When something terrible happens, that's not what we want. You know, we want to give him scaphism. We want to give him the boats. That's what we want when something terrible happens, especially when they kill someone you love. I'm with you, but we still want to stay where we are. We want to stay the kind of country we are. We don't want to be, remember North Korea yesterday? Jamming needles under people's fingernails and floggings and that kind of crap. That's awful. Absolutely awful. All right. Let's do some headlines.
And now.
Here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Secret Service led a Glock through security at Trump's Virginia golf course a week before the Routh trial. We really have a bang-up Secret Service anymore. I'm really shocked they weren't able to stop that assassin before it got Trump. Grieving Illinois father blames sanctuary policies as ICE issues crackdown in daughter's honor. Just another reminder that Democrats opened up the border and now illegals routinely kill Americans. Trump targets Big Pharma with prescription drug advertising crackdown. If we could just do something to ensure that every other commercial on television isn't a Big Pharma ad, I would really, really love that. Man jumps off a cruise ship to avoid a $16,000 gambling debt and ends up getting in trouble with Homeland Security. I respect it. I respect it. Federal judge temporarily blocks Trump's attempt to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Yeah, this Lisa Cook character is, well, it's ugly. South Africa's top court rules men can take wives' surnames. Oh, that'd be good news for all the gay dudes. Trump's crackdown on prescription drug ads. What to know? We already talked about that. Trump brings new prescription drug home in the or to the U.S. in a sweeping Walmart deal. I do enjoy me some Walmart. It can get a little rough later on at night in Walmart, but the prices, honestly, the prices are outstanding. Woke professor kicks student out of class for objecting to gender ideology and gets fired. That's that one at Texas A&M we heard about where that brave young girl stepped up and said, you can't be teaching that. That's illegal. You take a night. Tomorrow we convene for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.